Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about the mid-season premiere of The Walking Dead, No Way Out.
Yeah, this is our instant cast.
We'll talk to you for a quick few minutes about what we just thought. We finished the episode.
It was epic.
It was amazing.
I mean, there's no other words for it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of words.
There's epic, a lot of words. Amazing. Amazing.
Action-packed.
Wonderful. Thriller. We can go on. It was awesome.
We're going all day.
And we haven't had Walking Dead for a few months now, so it's good to be back. It's really good to be back.
Oh, yeah. It feels good.
So many people either were hurt or were killed this episode that I was not expecting.
You know, really, I wasn't expecting anyone to die. As everybody heard on our last show, I said most likely to die, just a random person walking down the street.
Right.
You know, nobody that we know. And boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong. Three people that we know their names.
The Walking Dead killed everybody tonight.
And then Glenn. Can we address Glenn? Like, I swear they were going to kill Glenn. Like, I was like, okay, they saved him. They brought him back just to kill him a few episodes later.
Glenn have 9 lives.
Yeah. So I wonder how many more times they're going to do a fake out on Glenn's death. Or are we just going to be like, yeah, right, Glenn's never going to die. And then boom.
He can't die.
That one Glenn time we die. Don't expect it, he's going to die.
He's going to slip on something and break his neck or something.
Oh, man, I don't even know who we're going to give, like, the All-Star Award. What's our award called again? It's been a while.
I ain't fearing shit.
I ain't fearing shit, yeah. Like, who's going to get that award?
Most likely, I don't know who to give the most likely to die, because you're the Walking Dead not playing with nobody.
Yeah, and then, I want to tell you, I mean, there's so many I ain't fearing shits. We're going to have a few runner-up, because Pastor Gabriel actually proved himself.
He did.
I saw so many people. I was between Reddit and Twitter. And people on Reddit was like, I wouldn't trust Pastor Gabriel with my goldfish. I thought that was like the funniest thing.
Oh,
well,
he proved a lot of people wrong tonight.
Yeah, although he did leave the baby to go fight. And it's like,
was safe.
Yeah, but if you said you're watching my baby, then you need to watch my baby.
People can't be happy for nothing.
No, I'm serious. Because when he left, I was like, hold on, you're abandoning your mission. You never abandon your post. Never, no matter what. Yeah.
Oh, this guy can't do right to save his life.
I'm not going to go too far at it. But if I was Rick right now and we're finished fighting, I see Gabriel like a few feet away. I'm like, dude, where's my baby?
The baby's safe.
That's not a good enough answer for me. Like, no, I left you with the baby. You know?
Wow.
That's my reasoning. But I mean, no, I'm proud of what he did this week.
Are you?
No, I am.
Are you really?
No, I'm proud. I'm proud.
And then, who else stepped up?
Eugene
stepped up.
After Rosita had to punk him. Like, she's like, Eugene, you don't got to do it, dude. You don't even got to do it.
Oh, he knew he had to.
Yeah, he knew he had to. He's like, damn.
He had no choice.
Yep. Who else?
I mean, everybody.
Everybody. Spencer, we finally saw Heath. He popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, he didn't want to.
And it kind of got...
Not Heath, but Spencer didn't want to.
Spencer didn't want to?
But... Yeah, but remember, he said, we got to go out there.
Okay.
And Spencer said, hold up. He was like, really?
Man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but hold up. Where did Heath come from?
That's what I just said.
He was in that infirmary.
I don't even know.
How did he get in there?
Spencer, I'm trying to think the last we saw Spencer. We should have rewatched the last half of last few episodes before this.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered because it didn't make a difference.
Yeah, you're right. Because some shit that happened on the last episode... Like, I saw some people, and I agree, too. I thought I just missed something, but I saw other people writing about how they didn't go from the cliffhanger when we left off with Sam saying, Mom, and then when it came back on, he wasn't saying Mom, and they were even farther away from the house, and I was like, did I miss something?
You didn't miss nothing.
Yeah, because then I saw other people start writing, and I'm like, okay, I didn't miss anything. Walking Dead just really don't give a fuck. Like, they're like, okay, yeah, we left it there, just assumed that time went on, and they made it a few more feet, so...
And that's what I said about The Walking Dead. When I be watching other shows, I say, maybe they're going to pull a Walking Dead. You know, Walking Dead don't explain themselves, no nothing. They just like, this.
Literally.
And guess what we do?
Another thing, and I don't want to get too far into it, but another thing is, like, it was daylight, and then it went to nighttime. I'm like, it didn't even show, like, the sun setting. It was just broad daylight, lunch hour, then boom.
Walking Dead said, deal with it.
Full dark. It was like, come on. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and critique the show too much. We'll do that on the full recap, but...
I loved it.
I loved it. I did enjoy the episode. And then we even got to see little baby Judith. She looks like she's getting older.
Yeah.
It's the instant cast, and we haven't even brought up Carl yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you expecting this?
A little bit. Only because I read online something, spoiler. So that's the only reason why I read that he was going to get shot in the eye. But the thing is, when you read stuff, it's a good and a bad. It's you're going to be spoiled, but at the same time, it may never happen. You know?
Yeah. I don't read nothing. No spoilers for me.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't read anything past him getting shot. Like, I just heard that he was going to, like, I was on Walking Dead's Wikipedia page, like the comic book Wikipedia page. And I was like reading that. So that's a little bit how I knew. But like I said, you never know if that stuff is going to come true. And at this point, I'm like, man, I kind of saw it coming. So I wish I didn't read, but I don't know anything other than that. Like as of right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then after I read it, I was like, I don't want to know anymore. I'm going to watch the TV show, so.
I mean, we saw a whole family get murdered tonight. Oh,
that was so sad. Okay, Michonne's my girl. She did not skip a beat. Like, when Ron...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She didn't. Like, where'd that come from? Who the hell, Michonne? Like, to kill a child, even if it's in the child is about to do something, takes right. a lot of guts. And she did not skip a beat.
And another thing, who was right and who was wrong? Morgan or...
Carol. They both were wrong.
I don't think so. I think Morgan was right.
Right, and as in what?
As people do change.
Oh, you're right. Because that guy did say, try to save Denise.
He tried to save her on numerous occasions.
Yeah, you're right. And he actually, I mean, I want to say he put his life or whatever, gave his life up for
her. Well,
after
Carol shot him, he still gave his life up.
Yeah, because he just was like, go, go, run, run.
Right.
Gee, so you're right. I guess Morgan was right, but at the same time...
See, Morgan knows because Morgan's been through it.
Yeah.
So he know you could come back from anything.
But...
Carol's going further and further in the deep end.
Is that the rule or is that the exception? Because I don't think everyone can change. I think
that he has proven that is the rule right now, as far as we know right now.
Well, remember Eastman's story, the guy that killed his family. Some people never change, and so it's not always that people can change. And honestly, I never saw the wolf ever changing until now. And
okay,
if
you're right.
Think about it, it's kind of weird that he changed so fast. It was like 10 minutes ago he was saying, I'm going to kill everybody, and then he changed. It's not even like days later. It's like 20 minutes later. He was just telling Morgan and them, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, some real stuff happened.
Okay.
It only take a second for your light to flash in front of your eyes.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that. I really liked it when the whole community came out and it was like a little block party happening and everybody was out there fighting. It was like music should have been playing from the Karate Kid or something.
Something.
Yeah. Rocky. Something where they overcome an obstacle and
I had a tiger or something.
Yeah. They beat the odds and it's like, come on. So I loved it. They all did a good job acting. They all were looking sweaty and scared and I loved the episode. I really did.
Yeah. Great episode.
Yep.
Well.
That's it right now.
Yeah, that's it
right
now.
Because we're going to go too much into our full recap style. So if you guys want to give us your feedback of what you thought of the episode, please send us an email to dead@theverdictsend.com. That is dead@theverdictsend.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsend or facebook.com/verdictsend, and we will read your comments from there as well. We podcast Monday night, so have it into us before Monday night, tomorrow night, before I would say 8 p.m. Eastern. And then the podcast will release Tuesday evening.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.